Well, I suppose the presentation today was more in relation to a motion that I had before the council a couple of months ago, when I requested that Cuja representatives would come to discuss an area in Drumcairn which we feel should be converted into an amenity in conjunction with Cuja and the local community group. There's the area at Lava where there's about 19 hectares of forestation there. There's some old woodland. And there's a lot of damage done to the spruce trees during the storm. Cuja also use it for loading and movement of timber there. So what they were proposing to do was to replant Sitka spruce in the area where it was damaged. Now, we're very opposed to that. And we think that what we've been requesting Cuja to do is to give something back to the community. There's a lot of afforestation in the area. And what we would like here is to have an amenity area, something like in what they have in Lurganboy or Glenfern. And we think this ideal is close to the village. So I do appreciate that Cuja sent two representatives here to us today. They seem quite amenable to working with us. So the next step that we're going to take is to get a community group to make an application to them to convert this into, to have walkways, to plant more broadleaf trees, and in general have a good amenity. Now, they are saying that this is an important area for them for loading and reloading and all this with timber, but I think that it won't be beyond the bounds of possibility for them to find another suitable area, and I think they're going to look at that. But I am hopeful the fact that they've come today, that they've taken aboard what my proposal, and that they'll work with the local community group to provide this. We do need to have these amenities in the area, and we don't have one such as this, and this is an ideal location. So we're going to push on this and go forward.
Not Leitrim, and indeed the Drumcairn area, I suppose, when you look at per acre, there is quite a large and a significant woodland area in it. So it would make perfect sense maybe that there's more amenities put in here, more walkways, more parks. Something, I suppose, in some ways maybe that can kind of make up for the community or make up to the community all the area that is covered in woodlands in that particular neck of the woods.
Absolutely, and that's what I've said to Cuja. This is an opportunity for them to give something back. And it's not going to break the bank for 19 hectares to be used for an amenity area. And it sounds as if they are amenable towards it. Now, I don't know what obstacles may come in the way, but the first steps will be to make an online application through the group. We have contact details now for the representatives that were here today, and we will certainly be following up on it. And I think we have a group that will do it. And obviously it comes back again to the volunteers, and we're fortunate in our own rural areas that we have so many people volunteering, because otherwise we wouldn't get this work done. So I'm hopeful, but it'll take some time, but we'll put the work in.